بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Beautiful people, welcome to Splendors of the Sahaba, the podcast where you learn more about the Sahaba, get inspired by their powerful stories, and inshallah have an increase in faith and love for them. You're listening to Splendors of the Sahaba, specially brought to you by Al-Islah Mosque. I'm Ustazah Zahra with you in today's episode. In today's episode, inshallah, I will be sharing with all of you on the beautiful life story of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's wife, Salamah. She is Salamah bin Abu Umayyah bin Al-Mughirah bin Abdullah bin Umar bin Makhzum Al-Quraishiyah. Her agnomen was Salamah. Her title was Salamah because she had a son named Salamah. Her name was Hind, and her father's nickname was Zaid al-Raqib because he was kind and generous, and whenever he went on a journey, none of those who accompanied him would bring provisions. Instead, he would bring sufficient provisions for them. As for her mother, her name was Atikah bin Amir bin Rabi'ah bin Malik al-Kinaniyah. Before her marriage to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Salamah radiyallahu ta'ala anha was married to Abu Salamah bin Abdul Asad radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who was her paternal cousin. The two spouses, Abu Salamah and Salamah, were among those whom Allah guided to Islam in the earliest days of the Prophet's mission. Being from the weak among the Muslims, they were subjected to the severest torment by the leaders of Quraysh. When the torment inflicted by Quraysh on the Muslims increased and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw how they were suffering, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam permitted them to migrate to Abyssinia or Habsha, or today it is called Ethiopia. Saying to them, the Prophet said to them, "Should you leave for Abyssinia, you will find a land where no one is oppressed." Among those who migrated were Salamah and her husband Abu Salamah radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. And in the land of Abyssinia, her son Salamah radiallahu ta'ala anhu was born, after whom she was called Salamah. After Abu Salamah and Salamah radiallahu ta'ala anhuma had lived in Abyssinia for a period of time, they decided to return to Makkah, and so they mounted their riding animals and returned there, believing that the situation had changed. But no sooner had they arrived in Makkah than they found that the situation was as it had been before, and so they decided to migrate once more, but this time to Al-Madinah. Having decided to migrate, Abu Salamah radiallahu anhu prepared a camel and he mounted his wife and son on it. Then he set out, leading the camel, migrating to Allah and fleeing with his religion from the enemies of Allah. When Banu al-Mughirah, his wife's tribe, saw him, they came to him and prevented him from leaving, saying, "You are determined to go in spite of us. Do you think that we will let you take our daughter wherever you want?" They seized the camel's reins from Abu Salamah's hand and took Salamah and her son radiallahu anhuma. At this, Banu Abdul Asad, Abu Salamah's tribe, became angry and they moved towards young Salamah radiallahu anhu and said, "By Allah, we will not leave our son with her if you separate her from our companion, which is Abu Salamah." The two parties pulled Salamah radiallahu anhu until his hand was dislocated. But eventually, he was taken by his father's tribe, Banu Abdul Asad, and they kept him with them. Thus, the family was divided. Salamah radiallahu anha was held by her people, Banu al-Mughirah, and her son was kept by Banu Abdul Asad, while her husband departed for Al-Madinah. Salamah radiallahu anha would go out every morning to Al-Abtah, Al-Abta is a wide valley that extends between Makkah and Mina. The Prophet SAW camped in this area before performing the Hajjatul Wada' or the Hajjatul Wida', the farewell Hajj. It is also known as Al-Muhassab. So Salamah would cry and sit there until the evening. She continued in this way until one of her cousins came and saw her and took pity on her. He went to Banu Al-Mughirah and said, "Will you not let this poor woman go to her husband? You have split her. You have separated her from her husband and her son." So they said to her, "Go to your husband if you wish." Then they returned her son to her, and she mounted her camel and placed her son on her lap and set out to find her husband in Al-Madinah. No human being accompanied her, and she went on alone until she reached At-Tan'im, where she met Uthman bin Talha. He asked her, "Where are you going, O daughter of Abu Umayyah?" She replied, "I am going to find my husband in Al-Madinah." He asked, "Is there anyone with you?" She said, "No, by Allah, except Allah and this, my son." He said, "By Allah, you will not be left alone." Then he took the reins of her camel and led it towards Al-Madinah. When it was time to rest, he would make the camel kneel down and he would go and lie down under a distant tree. Then when it was time to travel, he would go to the camel and prepare it. Then he would stand with his back to her and ask her to mount the camel. Once she had mounted the camel, he would take it by the reins and led it until they stopped. He went on like this until they reached Al-Madinah. And when he saw the village of Umar bin Auf in Quba, he said, "Your husband is in this village." So the family was reunited, and Salamah radiallahu anha became one of those who took part in both migrations, the migration of Abyssinia and the migration to Al-Madinah. It was said that she was the first woman to migrate to Abyssinia and the first woman in a howdah, which is the seat or covered pavilion on the back of an elephant or camel. She was the first woman to migrate to Abyssinia and the first woman in a howdah to enter Al-Madinah. Salamah radiallahu anha was, as we have said, married to Abu Salamah radiallahu anhu, whose name was Abdullah. From the time when the obligation of jihad was imposed, Abu Salamah showed himself to be one of the fiercest fighters and one of the bravest. He will no sooner return from a battle than he was preparing for the next. He took part in the Battle of Badr and in the Battle of Uhud, in which he was seriously injured, but Allah ordained that he would survive. 2 months after the Battle of Uhud, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam entrusted him with the banner of jihad to fight Banu Asad, who were preparing to fight the Muslims. Abu Salamah won that battle and returned victorious, but as a result of the great effort he expended during the battle, the injury he had received on the day of Battle of Uhud began to pain him and became inflamed once again. And a short time later, he died as a result of that injury. In the intense grief, Salamah felt following the passing of her beloved husband, she remembered the dua she had heard from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Salamah radiallahu anha narrated, "I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, 'When a person suffers from a calamity and utters inna lillahi wa inna ilahi raji'un, Allahumma ujurni fi musibati wa khluf li khairan minha. We belong to Allah and to Him we shall return. O Allah, compensate me in my affliction, recompense my loss and give me something better in exchange for it. Then Allah surely compensates him with reward and better substitute.'" Books of hadith mention how Salamah radiallahu anha narrates the thoughts she had when making this dua. In a narration in Ibn Majah, it is mentioned that she says when she was about to say the words and compensate me with better, she couldn't help but wonder, how can I be compensated with something better than Abu Salamah? She loved him so much, and for her, he was the best she could have had. She probably had so many plans about how they would live their lives together. At that moment, she couldn't imagine anything better than those plans she had for her life with her beloved husband. But she trusted Allah and quickly completed the dua. She was later married to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and became of one of the Ummul Mu'mineen, narrating a number of hadith from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and serving Islam in a number of ways. Again, Salamah radiallahu anha said, when Abu Salamah radiallahu ta'ala anhu died, I repeated the same supplication as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had commanded me to do. So Allah bestowed upon me a better substitute than him. Salamah was a beautiful woman. After the passing of Abu Salamah, no sooner had she completed her waiting period than she received proposals of marriage from the leaders and distinguished men of Al-Madinah. Among those who proposed to her were Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhum, but she did not marry them. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent a proposal to her, but she said to the bearer of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam proposal, "Inform the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that I am a very jealous woman, and I am a woman with children, and none of my guardians is present." The Messenger came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and informed him of what Salamah radiallahu ta'ala anha had said, and he said, "Say to her, as for your saying that you are a very jealous woman, I will supplicate Allah and your jealousy will depart. As for your saying that you are a woman with children, you will find one who is willing and able to support them and take care of them. As for your saying that none of your guardians is present, no one among them, whether present or absent, will dislike that this marriage should take place, meaning that they will not disagree to this." So the Prophet ﷺ married Salamah radiallahu anha, and she became one of the mothers of the believers. She was a woman of exceeding beauty, possessing a superior intellect and sound opinion. She was also known for her God-fearing nature, her strict adherence to her religion, her frequent worshipping, her piety, and her eagerness to please her Lord and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Salamah meant by this that because of fear of her fiercely jealous nature, she feared that she would be unable to stand the jealousy she might feel towards the other wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. After a life filled with faith and righteous deeds, the mother of the believers, Hind bin Abu Umayyah, better known by her title Salamah, died in the year 61 after Hijrah, aged 84, and the venerable companion Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu led the people in her funeral prayer, after which she was buried in Al-Baqi' Cemetery. Brothers and sisters, Salamah had a legacy that spread beyond her time with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was kind, affectionate, and benevolent towards her children. Salamah radiallahu anha was keen on teaching her sons and daughters and raising their level of education, so much so that her daughter Zainab became one of the most learned, wisest, and cleverest of women of her time. This is how mothers are and should be when it comes to educating and teaching their children and giving them a good upbringing. This is the responsibility of mothers and fathers. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Wal mar'atu ra'iyatun ala bayti zawjiha wa waladihi, fa kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'ulun an ra'iyatihi." The woman is a guardian and is responsible for her husband's house and his offspring. All of you are guardians and all of you are responsible for your subjects. Salamah used to recite the Quran abundantly, reflecting on its meanings and pondering over its verses, For she was the one who one day said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "O Messenger of Allah, why is that we women are not mentioned in the Quran the way men are mentioned?" Her question was the cause for the revelation of the following statement by Allah. A'udzu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. A'udzu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Innal muslimina wal muslimat wal mu'minina wal mu'minat wal qanitina wal qanitat was sadiqina was sadiqat was sabirina was sabirat wal khashi'ina wal khashi'at wal mutasaddiqina wal mutasaddiqat was sa'imina was sa'imat والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما. Which means, surely Muslim men and Muslim women, believing men and believing women, devout men and devout women, truthful men and truthful women, patient men and patient women, humble men and humble women, and men who give sadaqah, charity, and women who give sadaqah, and men who fast and women who fast, and men who guard their modesty and women who guard their modesty, and men who remember Allah much and women who remember Him much. For them, Allah has prepared forgiveness and a great reward. Salamah radiallahu anha was also eager in her quest for knowledge, always seeking to increase her knowledge and striving hard to obtain it. Determined to realize the meaning of the hadith which she herself had narrated from the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, that he used to say after dawn, Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman nafi'a wa rizqan tayyiba wa amalan mutaqabbala, which means, O Allah, I ask you for beneficial knowledge, goodly provision and accepted deeds. Salamah was also eager in her quest for knowledge until she became a scholar and jurist who dedicated her life to the spread and dissemination of knowledge. She will explain to people the details and finer points of the guidance and directives of the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, in his household. As a way of putting into practice the statement of Allah addressed the wife of the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم واذكرنا ما يتلى في بيوتكن من آيات الله والحكمة, which means, and remember and be mindful of Allah's verses and the wisdom that is recited in your homes. Salamah رضي الله عنها narrated from the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, many traditions in which she brought to light upon aspects to like important aspects and dimensions of his blessed life. The Prophet's companions would come to her in droves, men and women, to ask her questions. They would ask her questions about their worldly and religious affairs, and she would teach them and respond to their questions. Allah Almighty blessed Salamah with wise words, sound judgment, and eloquent speech, until she became the wise and remarkable advisor and trustworthy and reliable counselor. Thus, the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, took her advice in the Treaty of Hudaybiyah. She will spare no effort in giving advice and counsel to the senior companions of the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, like Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Uthman, Sayyidina Ali, Sayyidatina Aisha, may Allah be pleased with them. One of the things that was prominent too about Sayyidatina Salamah radiallahu anha also was her strong, unshakable reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She endured two migrations. She was separated from her first husband and her son when attempting to migrate to Medina. She lost her beloved husband and felt that would not be any better replacement, but she would still supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not leave her miserable and grieved. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most compassionate and the most loving, in return did replace all her loss with something better, which was her marriage with his beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam, crowning her with the title Ummul Mu'minin, the mother of the believers. Brothers and sisters, there is no regret in having faith in Allah and his decree. If we hold on to Him strongly and tightly, only goodness and happiness that come. Sayyidatina Salamah radiallahu anha was a walking proof of this. Everything that we lose for Him will only be compensated by Him with something better. That is all for this episode. Insha'Allah, I will be with you soon in the other episodes, sharing with you more about Ummahatul Mu'mineen, the mothers of the believers. Fi amanillah.